Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Most of us, let's face it, don't think marine habitat when we think of the shores off of New York City. But for the first time in a century, humpback whales have returned to those waters where they feed before migrating south to warmer Caribbean waters for the winter. Takeaway producer Oliver Lazarus has the story.
It's the first Sunday in November and the last outing of the 2017 season. The sky is gray and misty, with spitting rain, about 45 degrees, and rough waters. The 40 or so passengers aboard the American Princess are getting a reorientation of sorts.
So now I'm going to direct your attention at the right-hand side, starboard side. We're looking over toward Brooklyn.
That's Catherine Granton. She's a naturalist on board the vessel used by Gotham Whale, which is New York City's first and only whale-watching organization, founded in 2011.
We are, so to speak, in the shadow of Gotham City. And yet, we're going out to look for whales and dolphin in their native habitat. That's right, their native habitat.
We're off the far tip of Queens. Whales hunted here were the fuel for growth in parts of New York City, Long Island, and Hudson Valley, until they were hunted nearly to extinction in the early 20th century. Today, the same waters are home to Ambrose Channel, the main shipping channel out of New York and New Jersey, and one of the busiest in the world. But for the first time in a century, whales are back in New York.
We think there's about three reasons why whales are returning to the waters of New York.
That's Paul Cisuerta, president and founder of Gotham Whale.
First is that the influence of the Hudson River is really strong. And in past times, that was mostly pollution that was coming out of the river. Now it's nutrients. Second reason is there are more humpback whales. They recently were taken off of the endangered species list. And the third reason is that there's been some restrictions on the menhaden catch.
Menhaden. That's the type of fish that humpbacks feed on in these waters. Though the catch that Paul's referring to was just increased after this tour. Still, humpback populations have recovered to about 80,000 worldwide, compared to an estimated 10,000 in the mid-1980s. And they're becoming more and more common in waters along the East Coast. Cisuerta, along with his crew of researchers and citizen scientists, have made it their mission to document all the whales that come into New York Harbor. They've counted 75 individuals since 2011, when humpbacks were first spotted again in these waters.
My name is Artie Rasledge, and I'm looking for dolphins and whales. Splashes, blows, huge splashes help.
Rasledge is at the boat's bow. It's his job to spot the whales, photograph them for the New York Humpback Whale Catalog, and also name them. There's Jerry.
Jerry Garcia. I was listening to the dead. There's sparkles. It looks like somebody held the whale, took like sparkles and put it all over him. I love that whale. That's a good one. Let's see. There's Jerry Sparkles. There's New Jersey.
The chance to get a glimpse of New York's newest inhabitants is a big draw for residents and tourists alike.
I'm Giacomo. I'm Italian. And I came here because 2 weeks ago I decided, okay, I want to see whales.
I'm from Italy as well, but I grew up here, and my mom was like, there are no whales off of Queens. Like, what are you talking about? And I was like, well, my friend found this site. Evidently, yes, there are.
Then there's Edie, celebrating her 75th birthday.
Well, actually, it's later this month, but we're celebrating it today so that we can be out on this last cruise of the season. Just the fact that we are privileged to see whales here, that's remarkable, even if I never saw one.
But halfway into the tour, still no whales, and the seas are getting choppy. Below deck, the situation is dire. At the front of the boat, another Edie isn't quite as patient. She's there with her sibling.
We thought we were going to see whales and dolphins, but it turns out we're not. My mom made me do it.
Then the boat speeds up. And it feels like we're surrounded.
Whoa! Whoa! Oh, God! Whoa!
they could be cooperatively feeding. This is definitely the height of the migration. Oh! Lunch feed!
9 o'clock!
There's all this crazy stuff and the throwing up. We came to the back of a whale. Finally.
Humpbacks can reach up to 60 feet in length and weigh between 25 to 40 tons. They're huge, and everyone leans over the rails to catch a seconds-long glimpse of their broad backs or speckled white heads, briefly surfacing before submerging. But in these brief moments, people get a sense of something much larger.
To see the majesty, the intelligence, and the sensitivity in the eye of a whale is truly just touching creation. And at the same time, look, we can see the density of urban humanity over there and those apartment buildings, and here we are. It's this fantastic combination.
In total, 6 humpbacks are spotted. Ciswerda thinks it's younger humpbacks that come here, exploring new feeding grounds that the older generations have learned to stay away from. Big ships and fishing nets have caused collisions and unintentional deaths, a problem that's worse in busy waters like these. And over the past 2 years, a record number of dead humpbacks have washed ashore up and down the East Coast. About 40 through this past April. So many that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration declared an unusual mortality event. The cause is currently being investigated. Gotham Whale is doing its part to help mitigate the dangers, alerting nearby ships of their presence and sharing photographs and sightings with other researchers on the East Coast. But there's only so much they can do.
Hopefully, human activity and whales can live together, but to be determined, because this is just the last 5 years or so.
It's Marathon Sunday in New York, and as the American Princess makes its way back to the dock, the outlines of the city skyline begin to emerge. It doesn't fit our idea of what a whale's habitat should be, but they're here, and Edie reminds us that it's largely our choice whether or not they stay.
It didn't happen accidentally. It happened because we made decisions about our environment, decisions that we still have to make every day, decisions about our community of life.
For The Takeaway, I'm Oliver Lazarus. Well, do you interact with wildlife where you live?
This is Holly Freeman. We are avid Audubon Portland supporters. They do so much to engage urban folks with wildlife that we encounter. Our kids have gone to their day camps to learn good stewardship and skills in being in the outdoors. We snorkel, hike, kayak, and cycle in places where our world meets the wilder world for our kids' sake.
Hi, this is Michael from Seattle. We have orca whales, bald eagles, otters, a lot of raccoons, and a couple years ago, there was a cougar spotted walking through some of our residential neighborhood.
Hi, this is Catherine in Dallas, and I live near White Rock Lake, and instead of trying to trap and kill the wildlife here, like the coyotes, we also have raptors. We concentrate on protecting our pets, and we keep apprised of all the sightings and all the wildlife activity via the Nextdoor app.
We got this story from Drain, Oregon. I don't normally interact with wildlife, but I saw a red-tailed hawk get hit by a car. I was able to get it before it got hit by another car, and I called Wild Animal Rescue. He's currently recovering from a broken wing. We hope he'll be released soon. Tell us your stories of urban wildlife. Hey, I have one that frankly did not end well. A hotel pool in Agra, India, a few years ago. For humans, it's a pool, but for the local macaque population, a watering hole. And a very valuable one, apparently. We thought that they would share. They thought a lot differently. We wound up in a confrontation with those monkeys. I defended myself with a pool chair. My travel companion ended up bitten and in a health clinic getting treated for bites and lacerations. And yes, half a dozen shots with rabies vaccine. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can join the conversation on our Facebook page. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Todd Zwillick.